News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, cigarette style warnings should be placed on the packaging of ultra processed foods. That is the call from gut health specialist Dr. Anne-Marie Eustace Ryan, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Dr. Eustace Ryan. First of all, tell us what foods you want these warnings to go on and why.
Good morning, Ciara and Shane, and thank you so much for asking me to come on. Yes, I'm talking about ultra-processed foods, which is an awful lot of the foods that we are consuming now, inadvertently probably, because we don't actually realise how processed they are. And the problem with processed foods is that the messages don't get to the brain and to the gut that we're full and we overeat them. And that's the big problem. They're soft, they're palatable, they're irresistible, and we just overeat them. So the likes of the white supermarket bread, almost all breakfast cereals, the likes of the commercial orange juice, all of those things are over-processed foods.
Okay, I think people will be with you up to a point that you go in and you know, pot noodles or what have you, that may, you know, that have like a powdered bit of something that you add water to and you mix it in, and people go, oh yeah, that's not, you know, a great meal maybe. But I think people will be surprised to think that a bit of white bread that you slap a bit of butter on and have with your cup of tea for your breakfast, that should get a warning.
Yeah, well, you know, if you look into the science of all of this, that is one of the things that's eaten the most, isn't it? I mean, white supermarket bread. And I'm not saying that nobody should be eating any of it, but they should be aware that the nutritional value of it is really, really low. You know, I mean, we're all like our cars. I presume we all have cars. You have to put either diesel or electric or petrol or whatever. And our food is our fuel, and they're not fueling our body. They're not nutrient rich enough.
And I accept there's very little fiber in them, but there is a bit of calories in them. And some of them are fortified with, you know, B12 or a bit of iron or niacin or whatever it is. By what you're saying, I'm taking that we would see these warnings on all sorts of food. If it's going on orange juice and it's going on white bread, then it's going on every second thing in the supermarket. Yeah. If we were to do it that way, would it not lose impact?
I agree with you. It would be too vicious or too big of a sea change to change it on everything first. But there would be a graded warning, obviously, you know, because some things are, there's the good, the bad and the downright ugly, Ciara. And there are lots of them out there. And there's robust studies now showing that they're absolutely contributing to, from everything, from all the modern day illnesses, from obesity to the autoimmune, to the cancers, to the dementias. It is hugely, hugely important that people realise what they eat. And I'd really love people, even just take this message from me this morning, to, if when you go to buy a box of, say, breakfast cereal, look at the label and read what it says. And I agree with you, fortified with this and fortified is wonderful. But just read about stabilizers and the xanthan.
What I'm interested in is you said something very interesting. You said there's the good, the bad and the downright ugly. What falls into the category of the downright ugly? Because maybe, you know, I do think that if we put these labels on everything, people would become kind of desensitized to them and they wouldn't pay any mind to them. But what are the foods, if you could only hit the downright ugly, would you be hitting?
I suppose I'd be hitting the kind of things that come in packets of ready-made chicken tikka masala, for instance, like from one shop I picked up and there was 87 ingredients. So certainly that, certainly soft drinks. Soft drinks, even though they are ultra processed, they're full of sugar also. So they're an absolute baddie. Nobody should buy them at all. They should not be in anyone's houses. And you see the youngsters now going to school now with a can of Monster in their hand and things like that. So they'd be around the downright ugly. And probably, you know, pot noodles would be kind of halfway there as well. If you read the ingredient list, right, and you just see the length of it. And if you query...
Is that a good rule of thumb? If there's oodles of ingredients, you're in trouble.
Absolutely. They say you should really only have what's in it. And if there's one thing that you don't have in your press at home, don't buy it. Now, you just take a look the next time you go to the supermarket and find something that doesn't have xanthan gum or maltodextrin or some of those.
And so the fact that I don't have xanthan gum in my cupboard, that means that maybe I shouldn't be buying products that have it in their... And what about what some people might say, which is, well, some of these things are used as preservatives and what have you to give things longer shelf lives, and that makes things cheaper for people and et cetera. Is there any merit in that argument?
There is, absolutely. And that is a whole nother day's work, because it's very, very, very difficult for people to make ends meet now and buy quality food. And I absolutely know that. So if this has to come from a top, top level. The government really, really have okay. to take this on. I know we're always at our government, but really and truly, the food companies such as Nestle, such as Unilever, they're massively powerful.
True.
So there's no way I'd say people... them on at government level.
Before I let you go, what would the warnings say? Because we've all seen the warning on the packages of the cigarettes, and they're like, you know, black lungs, and they're horrible kind of cross sections of tracheas and things, and they're really awful looking things. They would you know, I'm not a smoker, but they would put a lot of people off, I would imagine, because they're so kind of gross. What would the warnings say on these ultra processed foods?
Well, I would say something like this food is not healthy and may cause you to overeat. That's certainly one thing that is ubiquitous with all of them. They will all cause you to overeat because your messages aren't getting to your centres. They're too soft. They're too palatable. They're too edible.
All right.
Just the difference from brown bread. Now, as for the photos, you could think of all end of photos, Ciara, I suppose. But certainly they will make you overeat, and there is robust evidence.
All right. Look, thank you for coming on and discussing it with us. It's a very interesting phenomenon. That is gut health specialist Dr. Amory Eustace Ryan. Let us know what you think about that. Is it, you know, nanny statism? Is it fair enough to steer people in a direction towards healthier stuff? Love to hear from you this morning. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.